kindly come back and have a seat. So just remember to turn off your phone or switch to the airplane mode. Sitting upright, balancedly, and relaxingly. Come back to your breathing and bring your mind back to your body fully 100%. And today is the 24th of June, year 2017, and we are on the 4 day of the Body Mind Purification Retreat at SAC 4 International Meditation Center. And this morning we will talk about the law of number 7. And the law of number 7 is not only affect for the alive people, it also affect for the dead people too. We already learned about in that law number 7, we have two major signals, two major forms which affect our life. That is the sound and the light. And that is very important. We have to learn how to use the sound. As you know, the disciple of the Buddha, what we call the hear, right? The hear. So by hearing the teaching of the Buddha, they can change their field, they can change their life, and they become the arahat. So, and then in all kinds of the food level, the energy level, we already talked about the other day. So next to the edible food, we will have the sensible food, right? So by using up 6 sense, the eye, ear, nose, body, tongue, and mind. So the eye cannot see if we have something blocked or if we have no light. Then the smell we can sense when it's nearby but not too far away. The body touching has to be directly. The tongue, the same thing. We can taste directly. We cannot taste from far away or from the other object. So in that 6 kind of sensible food, excellent. The most excellent is the hearing to the ear. We can hear nearby, we can hear far away, we can hear when we have a light, we can hear in the darkness, we can hear when we have a block, and we can hear when we are awake, we can hear when we're sleeping. So actually we can hear all the time at any situation. So that's why hearing is having the best effect to our body. So how can so relate to the human being life? What is related to hearing? How can we hear? Because people cannot speak when they cannot hear, right? People, when they cannot hear, they cannot speak. When we were young, when we were a baby. So the hearing and speaking is related to each other. So two faculty, it have a very close mutual relationship to each other. So if we know hearing, it have the most effective energy to our body or in the world, so speaking also had the same effect. And we already learned about the law of the nature, the natural law. Everything, it have two sides. Right? Everything in this universe, it have a two side. The con have a two face. The fault, it have a two direction. That is the very basic. Actually, it have a more than that. Okay? And like in the space, we have a two dimensional, three dimensional, four dimensional, but two dimensional, two direction, that is the first basic, the most basic one. So you see why on your name tag, it have the noble silence. What it really do for you or for Earth or for environment in general. Because we just talk about the hearing or the speaking, we can say that is the sound, right? The sound signal, it have the best effective compared to the other sense. So So if we know how to use it correctly, it will have the positive effect. On the other hand, if we don't know how to use it properly, it will have a negative effect. For example, when we use the nine words or the nine way of speaking, we will see structure of the water molecule in our body and in the environment will change to the very beautiful shape and structure. It balanced, it symmetrical, and it very loose, and it's very nice. On the other hand, if we use the nasty word or the strong voice, okay, you see it will destroy all the structure, the molecular of water in the body or in environment surrounding it. That is the water. When you say you make me sick, I will kill you. You see the nasty word, the dirty word, or very strong word when you're angry, yeah, it will change. When you say happiness, or you say good thing, you do let do it. You say, yeah, that is tough. You see, for example, when we say we must do it, or just do it, okay, it could change the structure, nasty. But when we say, let's do it, gentle, okay, it must gentle, and then it change the structure. When you say, thank you, merci, okay, it's the same thing. Yeah. That when we speak out, we say, so the sound signal will affect that. And now when we hear, okay, when we hear the same thing, when we hear, for example, if you hear the gentle, beautiful music like Beethoven, you see the structure, it changed beautiful. The same thing like when you hear the Mozart, in general, the gentle music, right? But when you hear the rock or the rap music or the heavy music, yeah, so that it destroy all the molecule structure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In this time, we have not only the air pollution, the soil pollution, the water pollution, but we have a noise pollution too. Yeah, because it's now the sound, okay, it's really nasty and it continually disturb our air, our atmosphere. So that's why we have to learn how to use it, how to absorb it, how to receive it. And then the second form of the law number 7, that is the light. And this morning we are talking about the rainbow spectrum. In that rainbow spectrum, the nature already showed us very clearly the very important role of the plant in the nature and as well as the gallbladder in our body. And for the color, we already talking about the very important role of the plant in this universe, how it converts all the negative or the byproduct of the animal in general and the human being specifically, come back or transform that back to the nutrition or the good thing for the animal and for the human being. And one very important thing in here, and we know again the tree, it had a green color. The majority of its life, it has the green color, and the green color will give us the energy. It will support our liver and gallbladder, and it will give us all the oxygen, all the nutrition, and the fresh air, the life force. So that's why we need to protect the environment by the way of living. And I told you this morning about how we conserve the water, the paper, and whatever the source from the nature, we have to try to protect it, because when we protect that, we protect our own life. And by look at that or exposed to that as many as possible, we will learn or we will live with the truth. You know, with the truth of the nature, with the real reality in the nature and in our body. And you see that next to the green color in the middle, on the right and on the left of that, what is the color? The yellow, light yellow, and the blue. So the yellow, that is the energy of the sunlight, right? The blue is the color of the sky and the ocean. So that's why when we expose to the nature, not only the plant and all the environment around us will support us and will help us to rebalance and nourish us in the reality. And if we know that, okay, we try to minimum our indoor life with the artificial, and now we live more with the nature, with the reality, so we can see, we can absorb the true energy, positive energy, and we can live harmony with the environment, with the universe. After we go up to the second level of an energy by hearing and seeing, we can go to the third level of energy. The third level of energy, okay, we already talking about this one, air. You see, so when we expose to the nature, when we expose to the plant, we have more opportunity to consume the fresh air. And then we already know that every day we can consume about maximum 3 liters of the solid food, about 6 liters of the water or the liquid. But we consume almost 90,000 liters of the air. And then how can we get the air into our body? We get the air into our body by our nose or by our mouth, right? Now we turn around and we see our respiratory system. It looks like what? It looks like a tree. Right, you turn it all around, it looks like a tree with one trunk, and it has a root deep down in here to suck in the nutrition in the soil, in the water. And here is the branch, right? And it branch out to many branch, and finally it have the leaf, that is the alveoli, the one to do the gas exchange. So this tree, it have one very special thing compared to the normal tree out there. So this tree have only one trunk, not two or three out in the nature. We may have some tree have more than one trunk. This tree have only one trunk only. And when this tree grow higher, it branch out. And very special in this tree, it just branch out in two directions only. Right? So every from one trunk divided by two branches, and from each branch it divide into two, so it go in two only. It's not 3, 4, 5 like the other tree. And finally, at the end of all each branch, it will have the whole bunch of leaves, and in here this is a violet, the one where it have a gas exchange. So this morning we are talking about the relationship between the plant and the animal. And the one to help the plant to convert all the negative, the trash, the byproduct of animal, that's controlled by what? By the sunlight, right? By the sunlight. So when the sunlight shine to the leaf of the tree or the plant, the photosynthesis starts to occur, and all kind of process inside it will convert the byproduct of the animal into the nutrition for the plant, the tree, or for the flower, for the fruit, for the root, etc. So the same thing in this tree, only at the end, that is the leaf of the alveoli, is the one to have a gas exchange. Okay, we cannot have a gas exchange in the middle, in the plant in here. So what we can learn from the nature to apply into our life? So if you have a tree or the plant, if you cut all the leaves, or you have the plastic cover, the dark cover, and you cover top of the tree, do you think that tree can survive or can grow up or not? No. Even though its roots still deep in the soil, it still draw out the nutrition in the soil, in the water, right? But if we cut or the leaf, or if we take the dark blanket or whatever, we cover the leaf, the tree cannot grow and it will die very soon, right? So the same thing in our respiratory system. If we still breathing in by nose or by mouth, but if we not have a deep breathing, the air cannot go out to the extremity of all the brains here, the alveoli, so it have a no gap at chin. And then for the tree in the nature, it need to have the sunlight to start to work and convert all the byproduct of the animal into the good substance, good nutrition. Without that, when the sunset, sunlight no longer shine to the leaf, it stops all that reaction, all the synthesis. So in our body, what is the light? The consciousness. The consciousness, the awareness, the mindfulness. So without the mindfulness, without the consciousness, okay, we cannot shine the light to make it work properly. That's why in the meditation section, we have to concentrate on our breathing. And I remind you to be mindful at the end of your breathing in and at the end of our breathing out, so that we can get the oxygen to the very deep level inside, as well as we can put out, eliminate all the negative gas, negative energy from the deep inside out. So come back to the number three law, and we know that we can maintain our survival, our body, by three major sources of energy. So the lowest and the most common resource we use, that the food we use through the solid or the liquid to maintain the physical body. The second resource to maintain our survival is the oxygen, right? The oxygen. And the third one is our consciousness. So this one, it is so obvious, it's so broad, right? This one is so subtle, we cannot see it, right? So only the oxygen is the middle one, right? It's the middle one. So that's why the Buddha have many different sutras and many different techniques use the breath to help to maintain our balance between body and mind. So you see, this is the form. This is no form, right? This is visible. This is invisible. This one is the bridge to connect two sides, two bank together. You see? So that's why it's very important. We cannot go from the form to no form because we don't see it. We cannot go to the visible to invisible. Only by this bridge, we can connecting body and mind, connecting visible and invisible. That's why you see every day I remind you many, many times. First, establish your stability of your body. And secondly, come back to your breathing. And thirdly, bring your mind back to the body. Because if you not do the first basic step, right, you not identify the reality, you cannot step to the bridge. If you cannot cross the bridge, you cannot go to the other bank. So step by step, we go from the visible to invisible, to the ground level, to the subtle level. So living with the nature is very important, and it will support us all the way from the ground level to the subtle minor level. And that's why you see the Sakyamuni Buddha, he manifest his whole life, right? When the first, at 7 years old, you know, the baby, when at the New Year Day, everyone enjoy the new clothes, right? They have a new feet, they love to eat, they love to sing, they love to play. Why? He find out the trunk of the tree, and then he sit down, meditation quietly, and enjoy the environment in the world instead of the outer world. So you see, why not 5 years old, 6 years old, or 10 years old, but at 7 years old, the number 7 and under the tree. Under the tree, not under the house or in the palace. Our environment, nature environment, but under the tree. So everything shows at the universal law, harmony with the universe. And then if we go backward, when he first manifested to this world, when he's still in his mother womb, from his grandfather's side, right? His mom supposed to travel back to her mother's side to deliver, right? Why he not came out in his grandfather's house or wait until she come back to her mother's house? He came out at the middle, under the tree, out in the nature. You see, in the middle way, under the tree, out in the nature. And then how he come the enlightened, sit down under the tree, out in the nature, for how many days? 7 weeks, 7 times 7. You see, under the tree, 7 times 7, 49 days, 7 weeks. So after enlightenment, throughout the rest of his life, he living out in the nature, under the tree, preaching, give the Dharma talk, under the tree, out in the nature too. And then finally, at Nirvana, why he lay between two trees, not under one, but between two sala trees. You see, when he was 7 years old, when he was born, when he set 49 days for enlightenment, when he lived throughout his life, only under one tree, under one trunk. But why he entered Nirvana had to be between two trees? Because he want to tell you, okay, no one first under the tree. You see, that is the important role of the tree and the middle way, right? The middle way, very exactly way, easy to see, even easy to understand. And also the very important role of inward contemplating and lean on yourself, not lean on anyone outside, okay? But to his final day, he had to present the middle way in different way. The middle way, that means between two, you see, that in middle two. And also, the middle way here, the relationship between his manifestation in the human body and in the no form, because in a million of year and of time of manifestation in many different forms, the human being form just one of that form, it's not the only. You see, so even though when he enter Nirvana, the body, the physical body may gone, but his Dharma body, spiritual body, still there, right? It still have a connection between two. And he also wants to teach us, to give us the message that even though he say you have to lie your own thoughts, you have to lean on yourself. That means he want us, okay, to concentrate on the individual. But and then we still have to know that the relationship, the mutual relationship between oneself and the other, right? With the family, with the environment, with the community. So we not really think, okay, oneself and someone, okay, become so selfish, okay, center line. But we need, after we do that, we have to know how to balance between the self and the other. And in that relationship, the most important in the nature. That's why, okay, he presented in the nature. Okay, so that is the most common and the most important one. Even though in the sutra or in the Vinaya, if you read carefully, it has some very basic sutra or the basic rules in the Vinaya, and the Buddha show us how to protect the environment by the very simple way in the daily life. For example, after finish the lunch, because sometimes he have extra food, right? why he not put it under the trunk of the tree or use it like the compost, okay, to nourish for other tree or the grass. But you read in the sutra say he had to put it at the place where it have no water, no bacteria, no tree, no grass. Why is that? Because the food is not living until it really convert into the compost. It may damage the plant, the tree, right? Now you have, for example, you have the cow dung, right? If we not leave it for a while until it transform, and you put that to the tree may die right away. You see? Yeah. So that's why okay, he want to protect the environment, want to protect the life, not only for the tree, the grass, but also for all the bacteria or any creature. And in the Vinaya, the Buddha not allow the monk to take the branch from the tree or to damage the tree or to even though climb to the tree in the normal situation, especially when you have some emergency or when you need to do that. It's different. But in general, the Buddha not allow the monk to do so because he wants to protect the environment, especially protect the plant, the tree. And then by respect to the environment, to the tree, and living with the nature like that, that's why, okay, he understand the nature, he get harmony with the environment, and then he can get the information, he can get the energy and the nutrition from out there. When we read the sutra, we have to learn how to use that all information, all that lesson to apply in our life so we can have benefit for ourselves and to the other. So you are very lucky to live in this island, the heaven on earth. So I hope after this lecture, you will see the very important role of environment. So we try to be mindful in our life so we can protect the environment, especially protect our state, so we can enjoy it longer, not only this lifestyle, but for the next lifestyle too. If you not respect, you not reserve it, and okay, maybe the next life you have to come back, but not here, to the opposite place, because we not respect, everything have a two side, two face, because if we not respect it, we not protect it, and then the next life we have to, what we can call in effect, we have to live at the opposite place. So and then we will so suffer because what we already create now in this lifetime. So you see, in the retreat, I not only share you the high information, the very important information, but I show you the very simple way of living. For example, when I prepare the juice, you see, I don't waste anything. Okay, even though the peel, and even though the leftover after we choose on that one, we still use that like a compost. And we don't waste any water. We don't waste any paper. We have to rewrite and reuse. So that's why we have to learn how to apply that in the real life. Okay, not just on the theory only. For example, the water. When you thirsty, you really need that. You respect that. And you take half and then unmindful, you leave somewhere. You ignore that. The water in the bottle, you ignore that. The same with the water in your body. So if you treat that bad, you say the water in here, it will affect it, and you don't know. And then how about okay, after you drink half of that, and the other half, you don't need it? You throw it away. You throw away. So you disrespect it right away. The first half in here, the second half out there, it connects to each other. So you think the first half will help you, but actually not. When you treat the second half badly, unrespectfully, the first half will connect and then it change the shape, the color like that. You see, it's very important and we never know about that. So water is just a very simple and very basic. How about more nutrition, more complication? Like you had the food, you had the protein, you have a lipid. If you treat that, it will become worse, right? And remember, 65 to 70% of our body weight is water. So if we not protect, we not respect, we not treat it right, okay, we harm ourselves, right? The relationship, the connection to each other, okay? Because the relationship to each other is not only outside, inside. For example, between the mind and the body, between one cell to the other cell, between one organ to the other organ, between one system to the other system. See, so when we can understand, we can live that. That's what I told you, okay, the third one, okay, homemade to the Sangha. And I take breath in the Sangha, not the Sangha out there. The Sangha in here, we have a trillion of cells in here. It's not harmony together. It's not working together, right? So how can we have a healthy body, you see? And if it's working together, but it's not clean, it's not purified, it's dirty, it's no good, right? And then if it harmonizes all together, it purifies for each other, but it not bring any benefit, right? No good. That's why the Sangha, okay, when you get to the Sangha outside, you have to get to know this Sangha first. And this Sangha you can lean on every day. It helps you right away. Before you can do that, before you understand that, and then you can apply it to the outside, right? To the community, to your family, to the environment. So I think it's time to stop here. So.